From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The nation's homeless population appears to be on the rise, although those numbers are hard to count. One homeless man is trying to educate people about homeless issues with a blog, a Facebook page, and a Twitter account. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, he wants people to know what the homeless are up against.
Eric Cheptock is 40 years old. He's been homeless on and off for the last 15 years. He's clean cut and trim from so much walking, he says. And with the possible exception of some bad teeth, you wouldn't know that he's homeless. Today, Cheptock's in D.C.'s main public library, logging onto a computer.
You see unread messages. I have almost 2,500 of them.
You have 2,500 unread messages?
Yeah.
There are just too many to read, he says. Even homeless people get spam.
Like the satellite TV thing. I don't even have a TV.
But he does have a cell phone. You have to these days to keep in touch. In fact, Cheptock just got a part-time job as a janitor to help pay for the phone. He also communicates through his blog, hosted by a nonprofit group. He recently wrote about his concern that the homeless shelter he now lives in is in danger of closing.
My next blog is going to be about the challenges that homeless people have when it comes to employment, because oftentimes they can't get money to ride the bus to the job, and they can't get lunch money. And so for your first week or two, you have a lot of difficulty, you know, maintaining that job.
He's also written about how hard it is to get work in the first place. You might have to carry all your belongings to an interview, turning off a potential employer. Or you might have to choose between work and food, because the soup kitchen closes before the workday ends.
Right now, I'm headed up to the Peace House.
That's where Cheptock's been given some temporary office space. He became a homeless activist when one of the biggest shelters here was shut down last year. He's now involved in a lawsuit against the city.
We have a federal claim going on right now, and we're trying to gather plaintiffs and to galvanize the homeless around this issue.
But some activists in the city think he's on the wrong track, that the city's plan to move the chronically homeless out of shelters and into permanent housing is actually working. But Cheptock is undeterred. And besides, he has other things to talk about, like stereotypes. He says most people can't tell who is and isn't homeless. And he points to a young man nearby talking to a woman.
As you can see, the guy ahead of me in the red shirt, he's homeless.
Cheptock knows him from the shelter. He says many homeless people have mental and substance abuse problems and look the part, but many don't. Some have jobs, and there are more and more families.
I think this is Sprint or something like that. Farina. I never heard of Farina.
Most days, Cheptock eats breakfast at Thrive DC, a local nonprofit. The city's homeless population is reflected at his table. One woman talks in a steady stream to no one in particular as she scribbles on paper. Another woman, elegant in a flower dress and heart-shaped earrings, is Angel Lee Evans. She became homeless for the first time in February after losing her job. She hopes to be back on her feet soon and says Cheptock's an inspiration.
He is just incredible. He works so hard, and we all just like and respect him so much because he really does care.
But it's been a long, tough road to get to this point.
I was 8 months old. My parents actually tried to kill me. They beat my head open and left me to die in a motel room. I've got a big scar back here on the back of my head to prove it.
Cheptock lifts his baseball cap, and sure enough, there's a long, thin scar. He was eventually adopted by a family in New Jersey. He says he worked for 6 years after high school, but quit in a huff. A youthful indiscretion, he calls it. That was the start of his downward spiral, years wandering up and down the East Coast, taking odd jobs. He also began to use crack and spent time in jail. Cheptock says he's clean now, but his record makes it hard to get work. Although he's not even sure he'd take a full-time job if he got one. He's so busy.
We have come into this house and gathered in his name to worship him. Every
Sunday, Cheptock and several other homeless people sing in the choir at the Episcopal Church of the Epiphany, which ministers to D.C.'s downtown poor. Rector Randolph Charles says Cheptock is an active parishioner.
Talk about authenticity. Talk about speaking with authority. For someone homeless to advocate for the needs of the homeless, that is so important. And actually seldom does that happen.
He says Cheptock has clearly found his mission in life. On an issue that never seems to go away.
Everyone join me. Let the holy hands.
holy hands and magnify his name.
Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
And you can see photos of Eric Sheptock and find links to his blog and Twitter accounts at npr.org.